It's not good to have dead air on the show, Bob. Do you have another caller, or does everybody leave?
No, no, it's also not good to have too much talking. About
oh, okay, good.
Noisy.
No, that's the resonant. That's the resonant interval.
Yeah, okay, Kurt. You go ahead, Kurt.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hello, Ion.
Well, hi. Thanks for listening to our babble.
Hey, I thought we'd explore Bob's sensitive side.
There's not one. He doesn't have a side that's sensitive. He's straight on brash. He'll be asleep in another minute. Then we can say anything he wants to, but we have to be real soft right now. Say he's a great guy and he loves Carolyn forever, but we all love Carolyn. That's nothing special.
Here's my question.
He does what he's supposed to do, and then he eats a lot of food, but he doesn't do anything. Carolyn was witness to that. Then he leaves the door open in the library, and that's never good. He can't do it. Then he wants new shelves, but there's no room for new shelves. And he lays
I am. We're running out of time.
Buy another.
Yeah.
Good,
fuck you, Ion.
It's timeless.
Fuck you. Why'd you fucking lie after another?
He doesn't own a car, just to be clear. He does not own a car. Nor does he own a
airport. Ion has about a dozen new words about us each week. You know, he picks it up in our private sessions, and he just throws them into the pile.
And we had him in plain sight. He's safe that way.
Ion, I was listening
really
to an archive recently. I was listening to an archive recently, and when Bob was in Europe in 2014,
He's never been to Europe. He already covered
one of the
that.
Bobs. One of the Bobs.
Carolyn went, but Bob did not go.
Well, he related a story in which he met.
Oh, so did Dave Worcester, but that don't make it so.
Well, he related a story in which he met an old woman who had a little girl that would collect money.
She lived in a shoe.
Okay, I muted her, Kurt. Get your story out.
Bob was moved to tears when he saw this little four-year-old girl, and I was just wondering what caused Bob to cry. Was it joy? Was it sorrow? What did he see in the little girl? Was it the power that she...
That was in Chapter 3 of Finnegan's Wake. He's never been outside of that space. He's pulling from Chapter 3, the nibbly dip from Bob to Bob. He's never been anywhere. Are you nuts? He doesn't have a sensitive sense. He swallows it and he shits it. That's it. There's nothing sensitive about it. It's it. That's it. Get on with it.
Bob, what's your side of the story? Bob, what's your side of the story?
Yeah, I can't remember what was touching about singing or something. Yeah, I don't remember what the little girl was doing. But
how many times have you cried in your life?
Oh, I cry at least twice a day. I've been here 95 years, so, you know, do the math. A lot. I cry a lot.
I don't think a lot of our listeners realize that.
No, they don't.
Okay, next question. Ion, does coitus or orgasm help to develop our autonomic system?
It could. It very well could.
Because I'm under the assumption the autonomic system is a major part of developing our God self.
What is a God self?
Becoming ascending. Let's say that.
But God self. Now, see, now you're making that like the. That's like the 70s flower children. We're going to don't run it that way. Let's do it a different way. Try and back up. Recanting.
What is the importance of coitus or orgasm from your perspective
it's
that we may not already
come.
Know?
Stop. That's enough. That place is the only place where you absolutely release. You absolutely can feel the power or the best thing that God has ever become or is that you are that allows that to flow freely through your being. You are spent. You are done. You are there. You're in that present moment. That power is flowing through you. That moment when you let go. Ah, right there. Just that moment. Now to build up to it, that's the getting up to the climbing the mountain. But then when you get to the top of the mountain and you jump and you let go, that's the aspiration. That's what being a God feels like. That's the reason we suggest it. That's the reason we say do it lots. We say get normal, make it be normal. So then you don't get into it and have too early of an ejaculation, that you build up to this construct where it can be a lasting, engaging experience, so that you can then engage it completely and go, and have it more often. The more often it is, the easier it is. The more easy it is, the more it's normal. The more it's normal it is, the more you do it all the time. So then it turns into a 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week orgasm, which the JWs have been playing with that for years.
All right, good answer. Next question, what is causing the particle size of restructure to become smaller and smaller? Is it supplier changing a process, or is it spontaneous?
Stop, we answered the goddamn question. Don't go any further.
Carolyn.
We'd answered it already.
Carolyn's causing
it. For help? You begging for help?
So that small size, much like the re-maggot, we're able to absorb it better.
Not better at all. It's not better at all. If you don't absorb magnesium, it has a laxative effect. But you don't have to believe us. You have the magnesium queen right here in your flesh. I can tell you all about it.
Did you call on Carolyn, Kurt?
Well, if she wants to comment on the particle size, that would be great. Of the restructure.
Oh, the restructure. What we're talking about there is the RNA powder being ground down, broken down, tinier and tinier, so that you get the real action of the eye cell. And there's something about that RNA powder eye cell that helps the absorption of the whole formula of the restructure and then carries into our metabolism. So it helps us metabolize all our food. And what I'm hoping to see as we make the RNA powder smaller particle size is that you won't have leftover food undigested in the intestines that feed abnormal bacteria and excess yeast. And that's, you know, the whole dysbiosis in the gut that we hope we're affecting. So there.
And when you do that, you're going to start using the gallbladder, because the gallbladder has a specific use.
Great. Next question, Ion. What do the angels notice that is changing in ascending man that caused them to suddenly want to take orders for, or willing to take orders from us?
They have no choice. See, when God tells the angels what to do, they have to do it. But when you're a little man, they run over you. So they get kicked back and doing nothing. They roll it back. Well, when they roll it back, then all of a sudden they do whatever the fuck they want to do. Now, when you start coming back into your power and you start poking them a little bit, you start learning what to do and how to do it, and all of a sudden you start doing it. They go, uh-oh, what the fuck? Easy. Then, bam, all of a sudden you're running them again. You've exposed them. You can walk into a room and say, sit down, and they do.
But is this shift is starting to happen now. I've heard you comment to Bird about it.
Yes, and it's happening to you, too. You're actually doing very well. You don't know it, of course. You're trying to make it soft and easy, but it's actually happening to you. Because you're quite a little beast in there trying to get out. You know that, right?
When I listened to the Revelations 23 and I learned the angel talk, that was the thing that I wondered about is, step one, you learn how to talk to them, but step two, you somehow have to take the command. Otherwise, they're not going to pay attention.
The heirs. That's right.
So the completement formula is a big part of that.
They don't want to take orders. They don't want to take orders. Why would you want to take orders? You could go to the fucking beach and do any goddamn thing you want to do. Why wouldn't you do that? Why do you want to go work?
Right?
Why would you want to?
I know we have other callers. I wanted to get one more thing in regarding a project.
You can have 100. Fuck them. You're here. You're all that matters. Be selfish enough to make this a good show. Take it by the reins and make it like you want to. Forget the son and heir. Get on with it. You all right? Quit worrying about everybody else and get you right. Make sure you nut and everybody else will follow. It's all right. Run it.
The project I want to discuss, Bob's always encouraged us to bring projects. I have an opportunity at my worky job to figure out a way to laser weld stainless steel to nitinol. Nitinol is an alloy.
We know what it is.
Nickel,
we know what it is.
Nickel and titanium.
It's Carolyn's version of the thieves. She'll remember the thieves. This is that work, Carolyn.
So I've read some literature on some people have done some tricks to make it happen. They're very dissimilar metals, so they tend not to melt together.
They don't bond. Well, no, you don't want them to melt together. You want them to bond. If you have the right carbon configuration, you could take the seeds and just kind of stack them and then just apply a very small current, and they would become as one, like the strongest girder that's ever been girdered. Like, you know, manufactured truss? You know manufactured truss?
No, I don't. Not familiar with that.
These are like those. Oh, God. Bart just had a little gizgasm. Bless his heart.
You mentioned a current. Is it helpful to apply a voltage to the material to get a current to flow through?
It's how you activate it.
You know, I actually had that thought. I don't know why, but I wrote it down about applying the voltage.
We're trying to get you there. Carolyn's got this all worked out, so if you're okay, you might talk to her. She'll help you, too. Maybe. She's very good at
Carolyn would be able to help me?
Yeah, she's just the bomb. You have no idea. Y'all have no idea what it gives you.
What kind of laser spot size would I want to use?
37 microns.
Ooh, that's pretty small.
Hell yeah, you human. You turn around every time you think in order for something to be effective, it's got to be the size of fucking Manhattan. In order for it to be effective, it's got to be very, very, very small. That's how it
So that helps control the heat, and then to get a large weld, I'm going to have to
Otherwise, you burn it up. You won't even have
so
to
I'll
use
have
the laser
to move the beam
the
back and forth.
If you get the right configuration, you won't even need a laser at all. You can just apply an electrical current, a DC current, as a matter of fact. And it's just that easy.
Ian, is there any literature out there that would help guide me in this?
Hell no. They hadn't even invented it yet. You were going to write some, I guess, if you're going to take it or whatever. But
Better
talk to the Caroline. Talk to the Caroline.
Ian, what pulse width in milliseconds would I want to use?
400. You're talking about the interval? The interval.
The width of the pulse.
The amplitude.
400 milliseconds?
2 pi. Yep, 2 pi.
2 pi? Is that what you said?
Yeah. The amplitude.
Okay. Rep rate in hertz?
3.44. 3.446, sorry.
How about the feed rate of the workpiece, inches per minute?
None. Take it down as low as it'll go and see, adjust it. It's going to change different times. The environment will affect it. So there's no way to gauge that. You've got to adjust it as you go or you're going to blow some shit up.
Power in watts?
Didn't say.
Question mark. Okay, angle of the beam to the workpiece?
37 degrees.
Wait.
From an azimuth. Stop. 37 degrees as an azimuth. You're
pointing. Does that mean from a vertical?
Yes, but from the element to the beam, not the beam to the degree is from the item to the beam, not the beam to the item. Azimuth. The azimuth of where you are in perspective of the Earth, not to the satellite, not the satellite back to the Earth. They're
from
the
axis. I'm welding two tubes, so it's a butt joint of the two tubes.
We understand, but the angle should be gauged as an azimuth from the point.
How about the actual beam? Should it sweep in a stitch pattern?
Left to right. Left to right. Left to right.
Left
to right.
Left to right. Doesn't have to be a figure eight or
hell
anything.
No. Now you'll get all fancy. If it's gonna work, it'll go left to right. Then you get fancy with it.
What shield gas would you recommend? Argon?
Yeah. Unless you have some solid nitrogen.
We have nitrogen gas, not solid.
No, you can freeze it. Use a vacuum. You can freeze it.
And what's the advantage of that?
It works.
Does that help control
like
the heat better?
It works
control
like argon.
But argon would be sufficient.
Yeah.
What other things could you recommend to control the heat? Because the challenge is you get brittle, intermetallic compounds.
Vacuum. At least 45 bars of mercury.
And that's to get the oxygen out of there.
Hell yeah. Well, we're doing that for you. So until you do, you do.
The DC voltage, can you give me a quantitative value on that? What sort of voltage you'd want to apply to the part?
Play with it. We don't want to give it all to you. You've got to get an erection or you'll never know it.
Given the small spot size of 37 microns, I'm going to need to move that beam back and forth right to get the size of the weld I need.
The weld is going to be taken. You're going to find less and less lasers necessary. If you get the rest of the environment right, it'll bond and seal. It'll become as one. It won't be something you're steaming. It'll make it as one. If you have the carbon right.
All right, Ian, I won't take any more time. I appreciate your help on
there
this.
There is no time. Did you get
if
it?
If you think of other ideas, plant them in my brain.
Stop. We got it. Take and put them on cards. Shuffle the cards and then deal them out. It'll change the order. The order is what's happening. Your interval, the resonant interval is off. So put each step on a card, shuffle them, seal them, and then what happens, you will then be able to see a different level or perspective, and then you can get rid of that laser altogether.
What I'm putting on the cards are all those inputs that we just discussed?
Do.
Ian, thank you very much.
Talk to Caroline. Yeah, it's very wonderful. You're very good. And don't be so defensive. Take it. Take it. Nut on it. Take it. Don't play with it. Take it. You got it. Let's go. Mama knows.
Very good. Thank you so much, Ian.
You're very welcome, darling.
Kurt.
Yes.
See you there.
Congratulations on starting a project. Not many people have done that.
Well, it sort of fell in my lap at work. I had attempted it about a year ago.
We needed some help.
It cracked on me, and it was a best effort, but hopefully we can make it work this time.
Okay, good. Very good. Okay, Roxy, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, Ian said he was going to do lines and spaces with you. Let's see if he lives up to his billing. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah. Super Sugar Love. Yeah. How are you hanging today? What world have you disturbed today? Much trembling. The world will soon cease their trembling, darling.
Yes, I suppose so. But I did what you told me. I arranged the cutlery.
Good. That's great. That's great. You didn't have that much. You just had to lay it out. You just had to lay it. Well, you don't need it. You make your own internet. You do your own. That's the whole point. We get that. We're not surprised. You cut it on and off all the time. It's good.
Yes. I was wondering, because I was listening to Bob Sessions.
How brave. You're a brave soul. You're a brave soul.
Why do they study that there is no time at the loop, exactly there?
Because of the accelerator, everything there is timeless. It's because everything there is timeless. See, the things that are aging would be so old they would dissipate, they would dispel. The oxygen would destroy it. So you have to have the accelerator to change or to dampen it or stop. Have you never noticed clocks at the loop?
Mm-mm. And have they studied the white stone?
Have you ever noticed clocks at the Louvre?
No.
That's right. That's why. People who work there rarely age either. But nobody talks about people who work at the Louvre, do they?
Mm-mm. No.
Ian, is that something Opinel set up? Is it like a portal, like the Battery Park? Is it a ley line place? Is there something special about the location that makes that?
It does it every day except for Tuesday.
Does what?
Shift though, what you said.
Something's going on there.
Yes.
Okay, relate that to lines and spaces, Roxy.
No, this doesn't have anything to do with that. This is the resonant interval. That would be why lines and spaces don't apply. She's trying to get to a new place with the musical rote, by rote. We're trying to do this by rote. And Bob says that's boring. Well, Bob, you can't believe Bob. He don't have a clue where he even is. He'll be asleep in a few minutes anyway, so it'll be okay.
I said the rote is the oral tradition. Well, how I understand Ion.
Well, anybody's bedroom activities is their business, Bob. They should be able to lick whatever they want to, orally.
Yeah. I'm talking about singing. The oral tradition. So by rote is the oral tradition before print. Print broke up the rote, or maybe the memory, the giant memories of the performers.
What are you going to do with the Louvre, Abu Dhabi?
Abu Dhabi?
Does that mean that the Louvre branch is being built over there, Ion?
Yes.
What is going on with the stone in the Louvre? Do they know about it? Are they studying that too?
They do. They know.
Why have they found out about it?
Well, they know. People know a lot of things, darling. They just don't make it a to-do. They don't make it a to-do. Do you know a lot of things and you don't make it a to-do?
Yes. I was also thinking a lot about the mural of the School of Athens and besides the 16th.
Oh, did you get knocked off? Did we get knocked off?
Not us. We're never knocked off. Sometimes we get knocked up, though, Bob. We have been knocked up a few times. It was fun, though. No, it was fun. We got knocked up a few times, but it was fun. We aren't complaining. It was fun, Bob, getting knocked up.
So Roxy got knocked off?
Well, you'll have to talk to her about that. We don't know if she got knocked up or not, Bob. That's pretty personal. That's pretty fucking personal, if you think you asked our opinion of it, but we don't know.
Okay, I'll put someone else on, and I'll get her back. Okay, so let's put on...
Oh, look how he's talking about Marshall McLuhan talking about putting on something. He's put on something.
Yeah,
put that's on. Barry McLuhan. Hey, go ahead, that's Barry McLuhan.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Hi, Ion.
Hey, honey, what you know? What's going on now?
I want to ask you about the Brothers Grimm and the Grimoire. So I know that you had mentioned about them before a while back. I've done some research, and one of the brothers really looked into the folk tales of Germany. And I'm wondering if that's because they were real, and that's what they discovered in the Grimoire.
They were. They did. They do. They still have it. Carolyn actually has it now, but she don't like to talk about it.
So is a Grimoire, anyone can use it, or is it personalized for the person? Because I've noticed that you make a Grimoire for
Germany. It depends. It depends on what you're trying to do.
So the Grimoire that the Brothers Grimm discovered in their research, anyone can use?
They can't unlock it. You can't see it. If you use their Grimoire, the pages would be blank.
Hmm.
Didn't you watch The Magician?
I did. There's
well,
a similar.
Well, did you see how it goes?
With the grimoire that they, which part? I just saw all of it.
Oh,
so they are, it's interesting, the magicians, that it still seems that the power is outside of them and they're trying to bring it inside and through them.
That's what you're trying to do too.
But then there are some in characters in that story that take no effort. They even don't say anything and they make things happen. Like the Beast.
That's right.
The Beast.
That's right.
He just,
that's right.
He just hardly flinches,
right.
Hardly moves his hands, and seems to have more power to do lots more.
Well, so will you. We would like to say you do too.
Okay.
But we don't want to make
okay.
a thing. We don't want to make a big thing about it, because then it's a thing, and then that's a mess, and then dogs and cats are laying together. You know, it just makes a mess. So we're trying to keep you solemnly, soulishly connected to this body until you do indeed become a god. Once you become a god, then we'll have a different conversation. It'll be all right.
Well, then that leads to another question about words and utterances. And
we love them. That's right. It's a cockroach's dream. Death and destruction. Yes.
It seems that at the beginning, when Ion first came into our experience, you were very adamant about words and making sure that we grasped their meaning. And you were very annoyed that people would just fling words around without really knowing what they were saying.
Yes. Did you hear the song? Sometimes the Medici song. You remember that?
Yes. Yes.
Sometimes you qualify the words you throw.
And then in that Medici song, it talks about rejoice, revenge, resolve. By that, are we to infer to go back to our joy, to go back to our declaring, and to
go back to God.
Yeah.
Go back to God. If you go back to God, you'll get your power.
Mm-hmm.
These are very good topics today. We're doing a good job, or y'all are starting to get it. This is very good.
Also, there's a similar story in another show. It's what's it called? The Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., where there's a book now in that show that everyone is trying to get, and is it like a grimoire? And whoever looks at the pages, it seems to appear in their language, in that the body seems to.
Well, yeah, that's just incantation. That's just incantation. That's what happens anyway. That's what Bob's been doing for years.
Another question I have is with regard to your definition of yourself. You say that you divide yourself into yourself. That's like a fractal. Is that the same way that the 144 strands of DNA are built, are made?
Maybe. You're reaching. We'll give you the answer, but you're reaching. You're reaching, so when we answer, you still won't get it. You see what I mean? So go with it. You're going to be all right.
Okay.
You don't have to let it go, but you're reaching. You're trying to make something connect. It's not quite connecting. So we go, now, wait a second.
Okay.
Get it to where it does connect, and you can. You got it. You know, if anybody hurt.
Well, what makes me ask about that is I did a little research about triangulation and the cosine and the sine and how that is all angular. It's all based on triangles. And it seems that a fractal is that in the spiral. And looking at that visually, it looked like a DNA strand is the same thing. And in the definition of when you're talking about the hula hoop with the marker and amplitude of waves, that's the definition of everything. And my question is that it's based on a circle. What's it called, a circle with the X and Y graph? But then it starts at zero, but zero can be anywhere.
So if you don't know where zero is, how can you even do the other two?
The cosine. Yeah, what A is to B. What A is to B. An equilateral triangle. That's how you learn it. And the circle is like the amplitude of a repeat. Of a repeat.
And is that the same context or construct for the 144 strands?
Maybe.
Is that the construct for everything?
No, not for everything, because you have another world, a little world and a big world. And the little world, the little man's world, and the big world. That doesn't ever matter. For the big world, the little man's world is nothing. It's withering away. It's a big world, but it's crushing, crashing, going. The God's world is a little bitty world. It's a little tiny world. And that's why everything Carolyn does that's so picoed. See, she's the world's tallest midget. But she's not any taller than her, and then you're a little man. See? But you're the world's tallest midget. You win.
No, no, I'm super, super pico. I'm super,
super pico. She's super pico.
Super,
she has
super
four,
pico.
But now, to be fair, she has 2.5 ounces too much weight on her. 2.5 ounces. But we're working on it.
And
we're working on it.
Susanna, you know when you're saying 144 that you mean 144,000, right?
She's not muted, Bob.
Get over yourself.
She's not muted. Kick his leg again. That'll fix it. Tell him to wash his damn hands. Wash him damn hands, Bob. That's what you do.
But
no, you're not. She's not. We can hear her, Bob. We can hear her. She's not muted. She's in. We got her. We got this, Bob. Take a nap.
Bob
He'll be
muted.
Okay. Bob is muted. He don't even know where he is. He's okay. He's making noises. We like Bob. He's making noises. So, does that help? Does that help? She's helping you. Does
yes.
that help?
You know, guys, Bob's muted.
Bob is muted.
Bob
is muted. He's muted.
You're muted.
I guess it's a moot point. It's a moot point, Bob.
Hey,
it's
Susanna,
a moot point,
what
Bob.
Was your last topic?
The last topic was the 144,000 strands of DNA.
All right.
So, and then just to continue on, that you've also made reference to tatted lace and variegated.
Chantilly lace.
That's a song. No, it's not. It's a type of lace.
It's also a type of lace. So you've talked about variegated, so different colored thread.
Don't say color, say Negro. They don't like it when you say color.
Different colors of thread.
But there was an NAACP, though, so maybe it's okay now. We don't know. It's very confusing
okay,
for us, too, because it's up and down, and you can't have it, then you can't have it, and you do it, then you can't do it.
But there's,
we can't
there's
make
no
sense
more,
out of it
There's
either.
No more PC ion, so it doesn't matter. So the different colors of thread,
arpeggio.
Is that a construct also for the chromosomes and how
it
the 144,000
can be? It can be.
And is the variegated colors that you made reference in the thread?
They make reference
that,
to the connections. The connections. They make the connections so you can follow the pattern. So don't say too many words or you're never going to get an answer. If you keep saying words, slow down. We're trying to answer it. Just ease off the gas a minute, honey. You'll be okay. Now what happened is that's construct that you're trying to say. It's how you follow the thread. So it's a Hansel and Gretel mark where you're trying to show your work. The colored thread shows your work. That's about what it does. It's okay. And once you get good at it, then it can meld. And it becomes all color, and then it's no color, right?
Hmm. Okay. So does that have anything to do with light?
Yes. When you take every color in light, it makes it white light. But if you take in paint and do every color, it makes it black. So it's the very twisting between the two. Got that?
Yes. And you've mentioned before that cells communicate through refraction. So
that
is that
exactly
also during the variegated colors?
We said that a million times, but nobody gets that but Carolyn. Carolyn did because she understands the difference between covalent bonding.
Is the refraction a factor, that same kind of refraction in the cells, a factor in when you mention about crystal, especially Lali crystal, making you feel good?
It does. And also on the squidbilly crystal, you know, the crystal, early Kyler's girlfriend.
And then how about on the china? And there's some pearlescence on there. Does that have anything to do with refraction?
With the iridescence, yes.
Iridescence,
the only one that
right,
really
yes.
The only one that really matters is the one made by Linux. They're the only ones that mastered that. Linux. They're the only ones that mastered it. And that's why they make the White House china.
And is that iridescence and the refraction and the colors, is that frequency?
Everything is.
So the iridescence and the colors that you find in as the markers, those are markers for frequencies, specific frequencies?
More times than not. We would almost say perfect words. You're close to perfect words, but you're off just a little, so we have to say mostly. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all good. Ain't nobody hurt.
All right, Ion, anything for me that you'd like to tell me?
Marble is not hard, it's brittle.
That is another question I had for you, Ion. The quartz, was it SiO2?
Its configuration
quartz.
Is close. Its configuration
yeah.
is closer to what you're trying to achieve, but it's still not quite there because you can break it. You can still break
right.
quartz. That's
right.
the difference.
But quartz
so you're closer than you're closer than you were, darling.
Well, then is it towards diamond? Is it diamond?
That's the on the Mohs scale, it's the hardest, it's the tightest. But we already did a rant, been screaming all day about that for number one, so you'll have to clean all that out.
Is that the carbon that you're talking about then, ultimately?
Yes,
okay.
It is. Was and does. You're good. That'll really fuck him up. If you figure it out before he does, that'll be too cool for school. You can sell it to him. It'll be great fun. You can sell it to him. It'll be fun. It'll be great. It'll be too fun. It'll be good. That's good. We like that. Beat him in his own game, darling. That'll be fun.
Wouldn't that be something?
Tell him to get right. Tell him to get right with God. There you go. That's a show of power. Good. You're talking about a show of force, Bob. That might just do it. What do you think, Bob? Would that do it?
Yeah. All is recorded.
Cool.
That's right.
Okay.
All is recorded.
The new
very good, Ion. Love it.
Okay, Susanna, what was the last topic?
Never mind it.
Carbonite.
Carbonite was the last. Did you say something about quartz, SiO2?
Yes, SiO2, because Ion reminded me that I wanted to ask about that because it's very hard. That he reminded me through the marble question that I wanted to ask about.
So it's non-physical, honey.
What, you're very
harder
hard?
Than your husband.
Awesome.
Yeah, carbonite.
Carbonite.
Okay. All right. Well, very good question.
Not to be confused with carbonate. Very good.
Yay!
Yeah.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome, darling. You're welcome.
Mucho gusto.
Thank you, Carolyn, too.
Oh, right, yay, she says,
you're
hey,
muted,
she's on mute. It's okay, she can hear her, we can hear her, it's all beautiful.
Okay.
Get off my camera before we smoke your damn ass, you behave yourself. It's almost your bedtime.
Yeah, okay, let's go. All right, thank you, Susanna.
All right, thank you,
right,
thank
so,
you, bye. I'll be listening.
Yay, we'll,
so
be, we'll be talking, we'll be talking, talking.
Okay, and I'll be listening.
Okay, Roxy, school of
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places. Oh, wait, no, that's everything. Are we all ready to go to work, Bob? Let's go to work. Worky, work.
Work.
Tell me work. We can do the work. Talk to the caravan. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la- So should we go to the beach? What do you want to do?
I think I'm still on, right? I am?
Yeah, Susanna, keep going.
Keep going, Susanna. Woo-hoo! Okay, I am still
listening. I'm sorry, Bob's not available right now. He'll be back. Give me your name and a number and a brief and detailed message. He'll be back with you.
I have to be
muted, Carolyn. Susanna, there's no point yelling, Susanna. You're muted.
Yell a little louder. And you were... We're busy breaking those glass ceilings.
Go ahead, Rockwell. School of Athens, Ion.
Before my telephone goes dead again, I just want to ask about, there is a woman, I think it's a woman besides Frank the First in the School of Athens, and she's showing the palm of her hand. So
yes.
I wonder who
it has
is
an M.
And why is she showing?
Elise Vigala. Elise Vigala. She's ascended.
And why is also Federico de la Rovere and Federico Gonzaga painted there? What were they doing?
Basically, plate holding. They
were Francesco de la Rovere, I'm sorry.
Francesca, that's right. Just plate holders.
In which one?
The last
were they
of the Habsburgs. The Habsburgs, towards the Habsburgs.
Who was towards the Habsburgs? Federico Gonzaga?
Yes, that's right. Your line is good. Your line is good because that's what you're saying, but you're trying to say how do they connect? And they connect back toward, toward. They don't make it, but go back toward the Habsburgs. Okay? And it actually includes the Medici, but that's another conversation. We don't confuse it. Because the Medicis were just trying to do the Florentine side. And they were trying to span out of that side, but it only affects, only effect with an E, Florence, not Vatican City. Got it?
I think her phone went off.
You got to work. But that's the answer to her question.
Okay, very good. She got it. Let's go over
Yay.
To Jimmy.
That was great. That was a good one, Bob. Come in to me, Sam, my time.
You're unmuted, Jermaine.
She's not. You unmuted her, but she's still muted. Hit another button. Yay.
Who's laughing there? How could that other person?
It's impossible.
Yes. Is it
Go
me?
Go on the other phone. It's too much
Hi.
Reverberation.
Hello.
Give her to that one.
Hello.
Hi.
Greetings.
Hola.
Greetings. Hola, ¿cómo está?
Bien, ¿cómo estás?
¿Es todo bien?
Excelente, todo.
Oh, yay.
Ion. So on The Magicians, the second season, Martin tells Julia about the shade. And he says, I'll take the shade away from you. Give it up. Without it, you can live, and it takes away useless feelings and morals. Is the shade like, is it the heart, the soul? What is the shade?
The interval. The resonant interval. That's what we were talking about. Interval.
So you were talking about it before I came?
Yes. Yes. We do that.
I'll go back and listen.
We were preparing it. Is Jack better?
Jack, yeah. He's here.
Then get them damn clothes off.
He's already naked. He's in the toilet.
Good. Okay, get ready.
Get ready.
Okay, and then I had a question about New York. You know, like, New York is something that's always, we've talked about it from Fringe. It keeps on in every show that we
watch. It's
a 22,
mark it 22, Bob, 22, mark the 22. We're doing the New York, doing City Island, Bob, 22. City Island is the topic. City Island,
Jermaine,
Bob, okay, go.
New York is 22 in the tiny note chart.
So is 22. Your marker on when she's doing it, the 22. If
okay.
you were Eastern Standard Time, it'd be 2:22, but that's another conversation.
Yeah. It is at 9:22 here. That's true.
So in The Magicians, they said that upstate New York is the Bermuda Triangle. Is that accurate?
That's right. That's correct. That not on Ellis Island, but just where the Statue of Liberty is, which is not Ellis Island, that's the center of it. That's why they put the plinth there. And so when your other Atlantis comes back, that Atlantis will be drowned.
And then,
got that?
Yeah, I got it.
That's pretty good, Bart. If you don't get on this, we're gonna be very surprised.
I was listening to old stuff, and I just wanted to ask again about Isness and Arnis. Back then, you said Isness is knowing, Arnis is wondering. Is that still the same?
Yep, the Isness and the Arnises. Karen knows it better than everybody. She has to live in a world where she has to deal with it. So she does it firsthand. She has the visceral knowing of it, where other people just have knowing about it.
What's the visceral knowing?
Visceral. That's Bob.
Oh, okay.
You know, in the stomach, in the gut. What does she know? What are we talking about? What?
We're talking about the Isness and the Arnis, and Ion said that Carolyn knows it better than anybody else.
On the visceral. That means the instinctive level. Visceral,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Bob, Carolyn, and Ion, this is really cool. I wanted to tell you guys. I got a lavender plant, and I put RNA in it the second day that I got it, and as soon as I put it, it turned the next day to this really, really deep, beautiful purple. And then the following day, it started blossoming, all the flowers. And supposedly, when I bought it, they said, it's not in season. Take care of it. It might die because it's too cold. And it's blossoming so beautiful with the RNA drop.
Wow. Awesome.
That's right. For whatever you do, don't tell anybody, though.
Oh, too late. And then, Ion, I got everything you told me, Maison Plus.
Maison Plus, good. Are you ready to go? All right, so now, we don't like your coriander, okay, but it's okay. But
okay.
You do know that you can still use it. You can still save it. You just got to put it in just pop it in the, before you use that, pop it in the car in the microwave for about 20 seconds to sort of bring a little life back to it because it's kind of dead.
The plant or the in?
They're not good. But don't throw them out. Just microwave them for a little bit first.
I found the bone button too. Oh, the eye of the newt. Is that like a charm or is it like a?
No, it's the newt. You know what? Look up what a newt is, and it's the eyeball of a newt. The eye of a newt.
Can I draw it myself? Or I need the actual newt? Can I, like, have a representation of it or get the actual newt?
No, it's a finny snake.
That's what I need to find still. And then you said something, I don't remember, I couldn't figure it out. Was it goal or soul? You said get goal or soul. I don't know what that meant. Goal or soul? Do you, like, what is that? Because I got everything, and on my list, that's the only thing that I couldn't figure out.
Start the whole list again. Let's go through this.
Eye of Newt, bone button, wormwood, frankincense.
No, wormwood.
Yeah, wormwood.
Worm, as in W-O-R-M.
Oh, okay, worm. Okay. Worm. Like the
worm.
Yeah,
wormwood.
Excuse my accent. That's what I was trying to
No accent. It's okay. Means on plus. It's okay, darling. But you just want to make sure you get it right, because otherwise you get the wrong thing and you're going to blow something up.
Okay, warm. And then
worm, uh-huh.
Frankincense. Then something was like gore thol. That's what I don't know what it is. Myrrh, I got myrrh, pure oregano oil, oil of mistletoe.
Gall is what the other thing you're missing. There's wormwood and gall.
You know our grimoires that everybody works on. You have your individual grimoires, which I have. I'm getting a lot. It's pretty cool. Can you use them on other people? Like if a person asks you, oh, can you do something for me? Can you do it for them or you or do we keep it to ourselves?
It's up to you. It's up to you.
Okay. Use our isness to gauge whether we could or not. Would that go with our gut? Would that be a good way up to us to do it?
Yeah, you're rubbing it the wrong way, though, darling. You see, you're trying to say, look at what you're trying to say. You're trying to say, okay, if I do this, can I do it for me and everybody else? Well, if you can do it for everybody else, they're going to put you in a box and make you do it for them. Then you're going to be like a blue gin. So we would say, don't do that.
Oh, yeah, no. I remember I sent my notes, do not mess with the blue gin. You said that to everybody.
That's right.
Okay. All right, got it.
So don't do it for other people, but see, they just, if you're able to do it, they're just going to hate you because you're doing it for them, and they can't do it. So either way, you're going to catch it in the ass.
Yeah, you're right.
Just saying.
Oh, so then I'm just going to need to go back and get gall, and then my list will be completed.
Gall, yes, good, excellent.
Gall, okay.
Gall, wormwood and the gall.
Wormwood and the gall.
Wormwood and gall, yes.
And here's Naked Jack.
Come here, big one. Get you to me,
what's
you.
Up, my nigga? Up,
hey, we hanging on. We ticking it right. It's all kicking right. You're doing much better, by the way. We're very pleased.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. That always sounds good.
Hey, Jack, just okay. A minute. What was your last topic, Jermaine? A recipe or something?
Ion had told me to get a list of things for my grimoires, so I got everything except for two things that I didn't understand. So I'm going back to get the list.
Is that a recipe?
Yeah, recipe for grimoire.
Okay.
No, it's not a recipe. It is the stuff that you want to have ready so you can do things. It's kind of like ingredients that you may use. So you want to have those on hand so you're not running around trying to get these things when you're trying to do something.
All right, I have a question. I heard you listening in one time and you said something about gods don't pay taxes. Fucking tax season's coming up like March 15th.
April 15th.
So if you're a god, you don't even have to worry about your taxes? Or like, what do you mean by that?
You only owe taxes when you have made money that's taxable. If you don't have it, if you don't have any owed, then you don't have any due.
In the end of Versailles song, there is a line that said, secret angels, they test your will. Is a secret angel the same thing as a regular angel? Like, what's the difference between a secret angel and a regular angel?
One is forthright and the other one is sneaky.
Say it again. One is what?
One is forthright, and the other is very sneaky.
Now I remember you were saying that the angels are battling and things here now. And a lot of times, I know a long time ago, you can be like, yo, you can speak to your angels. Your angels will do what you want. Do you recommend not speaking to your angels now? Hello?
No, you do. You certainly can speak to them, no problem. But just know that they're not going to be, they're going to do it, but they're going to be doing it begrudgingly. So make sure you know what you're saying. Don't send them on something nasty to do.
Okay.
Don't send them on, just do easy first. It's like when you have new help, Jermaine is used to having servants. She's had servants all her life. But when you have a new help, a new maid, unlike Bob, you have to be kind and easy to them. You don't be rough with them. Once you get used to it, and they know you and they were used to you, what you command them to do, then they can kind of make it ready, and then you can add appreciation and blah, blah, blah. But otherwise, they're going to spank you. They'll do it. They'll spank you, and it'll make it not so pleasant.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
That's the conversation. We're not going to say Atlanta up by three. We're not going to do that. We don't play that shit. People have lost their houses fucking up stuff. So we didn't say that.
How the hell does Jermaine fit my clothes? Like, we're, like, you know, I got jeans. Me and Jermaine's body is shaped totally different. And she's able to fit my clothes just as good as I fit my clothes. How is that even possible?
Very possible. She can get it, too, Biggin. She can get it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know she can get it. But I'm talking about how she get in my clothes.
She just can.
Okay.
Time and space is not a conforming position. Time and space is not a conforming position. You all should know that you don't make fashion. Fashion makes you.
Oh, okay. I fuck with that. I get that.
Yeah.
I've been noticing my body, like my abs are coming back a little bit. My chest is and my shoulders is becoming more stocky, and I'm not fucking working out at all.
Yeah.
But
we know.
If I work out with Restructure, does that make it work even better, or it doesn't even matter?
What do you want, baby? Well, what do you want?
I want to be cut up like a bag of dope, but I don't like want to be working out every
day. God damn. Okay. Cut like dope. Yeah, damn. Okay, my nigga, we get you right. We got you. Okay, you don't have to do nothing. Do just a little bit. Just do a little bit. You'll get there. Now, wait a minute. Jermaine.
Yes,
darling,
yes.
He's sort of that in a bag of chips right now. Do you want more of him around, or can you stand it?
Yeah, why not?
Ooh-wee, this sure am good. Okay, you got it. All he's got to do is you got to add a little bit more protein, to it, and you got to be active. You don't have to do anything, but you have to be active. Do you understand, Chuck?
Yes,
be active and don't kill yourself. You know, do some stretches. You can do silly things like crazy yoga stretches or something. That'd be fun.
Oh, so it could be any. Oh, I got you.
Just you have to be active,
okay,
but we'll cut it.
Yeah. No more questions for you, buddy, until you start coming to What Youth and talking to us. Okay.
Oh yeah, we'll come too. If you'll come, we love the nut.
All right. Well, I'm
okay. That's
there,
it for you, Jack.
Tuesday, I'll be there. I'll be there Tuesday.
Okay. Tuesday. And the next Tuesday,
bang
and the
in.
Next Tuesday, and the next Tuesday. Oh,
bang
fuck that Tuesday.
Bang in.
All right,
bang
thank
in.
You. Thank you, Jermaine.
All right, thank
that's
you.
That's the only day. They have to do it on Tuesday because that's the only day the Louvre is closed.
Ion,
okay,
remember, bag
you.
Of dope. Bag of dope. Cut up like a bag of dope. We need to be cut.
Yeah. God damn. Yes, sir. Got you. No, you're fine, honey. Nobody wants to sleep with a sack full of fucking bones. Easy. No. You got that all wrong. We want you supple, not all anorexic. We're not having all that.
Okay, fuck you.
That's what we're trying to get right.
Yeah. Okay, good. Hey, Kim, do you have any questions, Kim?
Yeah, I do. Thanks for taking my call,
okay,
Bob.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Ion.
Hey, honey.
Hi. I have a quick question. We were speaking a couple months ago about Fabril glass, the Tiffany glass.
Yes, Louis Comfort. Louis Comfort Tiffany, Fabril.
Fabril. And then I heard a recording something back in time this week, and you said that it actually did come from another world. Is that correct?
It still does.
So I went into the process of how it was made. What made it so different? Was it because of the fact that in order to get the coloration, they added
No. They played with it. It's the chemicals. The chemical formulation from the other world is the same thing that's going to change in this world. That would be Ginny Bell's AO2SO4. It's a great long thing. Those shifts,
right.
Which what makes that. That's what makes that present that way in this environment and atmosphere. The Genesis lamp, that's the one you're interested in.
The Genesis lamp. Does that go to the lamp shade? Is that where that's tying
in? The lamp buyer. Yes, the lamp buyer.
The part of the glass that was interesting is that it had not only texture, but it had the tonal variations, and they actually painted with it and made it look like, yeah. Does it have anything to do with, let's see, I guess I was getting into, is that with the rods and the cones of our eyes, you know, we see there's a hole in the world tonight. We see through that one hole outside of our eyes. So the things that are in our peripheral vision that we pick up, you know, I see them constantly. It's almost as if I have a disc over my eye. That's sometimes how I feel. And there's things going on all around me, but I can't
dragonfly.
See them.
It's a dragonfly. With Handel as the fondeur. Handel as the fondeur. The dragonfly. That's what you're asking for.
That is going to take me some research.
That's okay.
Is there any
more? You got time.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm back. But my telephone cuts very fast.
Yeah, take
so
a minute,
I just wanted
Kim.
To ask. I just wanted to ask about the M on the palm of the hand.
Yes. What that does is it's a mark. It's a mark. Well, hush, I will tell you. The mark, it shows that you're ascending. If you don't have it, you will have it. It'll come to you. And so it'll be in the palm of your hand. Remember the Katy Perry in the palm of your hand now, baby? A yes or no, no, maybe? This is that. This is my coming. It's coming. It's just a simple and outward inspection of an introspective heart. The outward inspection of an introspective heart. Allows you to be seen, and that's what it's doing. It'll show up. You'll see.
In my hand, I have an M, but in the center, it looks like an X, like a.
That's fine. That's fine. That's just connecting. That's because that you didn't get that until you took all the rest, the balance of Andrea's power away from her. The 8 is another symbol. That's when you took the rest of the power. Megolis amoyon le amachon. That one. The rest of the power. So that's it.
Okay. Then thank you very much.
I'll ask
you more things next week because
that's wonderful. Don't forget. It's okay. It's no worries. Just watch your power. You're wielding things around and slinging things around. Focus it back to the digitized world so that's what you can control. Because right now your world is very shaky, quaky. Poor Angola. Ooh, if she makes it, we will be very surprised. So just watch out for the shaky, because they're coming, baby. Shake and bake, but you're going to help.
Okay, good. All right, thanks, Roxy.
Okay. Thank you, Super Sugar.
Yep. Okay,
you got it.
Back to
good
you.
Works. Good works.
Yeah.
Good works. Okay, now the Lewis Comfort. Okay, now the Fabriel comes back to the same conversation with what she's talking, what Roxy was talking about, is another example. Through your history, it's where you bumped into. One more time. If there's no time and all this history starts lining itself up, it starts finding you. So the Fabriel is just bumped into what found you here to show you once again what the new environment looks like or will look like.
So we'll take this same direction, a little bit different. You said that the glass or that was responsible because of the Liechtenstein. Was that correct?
Ask it a different way.
Was Liechtenstein responsible for the Tiffany family line?
No.
Was Liechtenstein responsible for bringing over that from another world?
Yes.
And then when this is this world, America, in Europe, you said that. And it was a question I had to tie in with CERN, is that I wondered why CERN was built where it was. You know, the reason they say is because
it's in between.
They say Switzerland
it's in
neutral.
Between. It's in between. So it won't,
okay.
when they open up the whore swallowing black hole, it won't be on anybody's back door. Do, looking out my back door.
So you had said that I should look up two names in regards to this, and one of them was Edith Bowser, and the other one was Edith Kramer. And
yeah,
I found Edith Kramer. Edith Bowser,
good.
I spent months on, and the only thing I could come up with is the name itself. So the name Edith means riches, blessed, and war. And the name Bowser, it could either be Arabic or it could be Hebrew, but it says a female rendering of an Arabic meaning, which means eyesight or vision, a person's ability to see. And it could also figuratively mean wisdom or insight. So when I went to the second name, which was Edith Kramer, it brought up a woman that lived in Zurich. She is a parenting consultant and a postpartum therapist. And you also said that Bert helped me with this because he actually is there and has that language. It's Badenberging, which is German for father advice. And you had put down that when I looked at parent consultant and postpartum therapist, in a broader...
Why don't you try Edith, B-A-U-D-E-R.
B-A-U, D as in David, E-R.
B as in bitch, B.
B as in bitch, A-U, D as in David, E-R?
Yes.
But the question I had is that... is when I looked at this woman, what she did, and then...
connected to the Vanderwaters,
Does this connect any way to either A,
Abigail
the,
and Babcock?
So the road I was going to go down regarding the lodge, being the parent over everything, was that not the correct way to go?
No, because you leave off Bertha Louise Anderson.
All right. Well, this is going to keep me busy for at least 2 weeks, I can see.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Kim.
Thanks. Bye. Good.
That was beautiful. You're doing a great job, darling, because what's happening is you're finding things in the interval, the lines and spaces. Roxy, this is the lines and spaces. She thought she had it. She had it, and she missed it. We only got it. But all that stuff she went through is still now in the lines and spaces. So new questions come from that new connection of point. And that's the point. That's how God's process. So you don't have to know. You can find out everything. See?
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for opening up a lot of things to me this week. It's finally coalescing. It's been a very,
finally.
Very
It's a white-knuckle flight, though. It's a white-knuckle flight, though, because, see, it looks as though the whole wide world is against you. When they're not, you're running the whole wide world. They don't even see you till you raise your big old head up. You raise your head up.
Okay, enough of that. Enough of that fucking pep talk. She knows what she's doing. Okay, the next guy is...
thanks, Ryan.
thanks, Kim.
You're welcome, guys.
Six oh two.
We'll come back. Come back when Bob's not some washmish. He'll be asleep in a little bit. Maybe he'll leave you unmuted.
Okay.
Yeah, 602.
It's me. It's Chad.
Who's Jack?
Chad.
Hey, number one.
Oh,
hey, number
Chad,
one.
I forgot you had a new number. Okay,
hey,
go ahead,
number
Chad.
One. It's nice to speak to you for the very. It's the very first time we got to speak to you. Go ahead, new person.
Yeah. Hello, new non-physical.
Hey, how they hanging?
Great. So something up with Google because my whole Google and Android chip body melted down last week.
Google's gone. Google's gone. Alphabet is no longer alphanumeric.
I'll mute him so you can get your point in. Okay, go ahead, Chad.
He said, my whole Google and Android chip body melted down last week, so I've gone back to Apple, and all the Apple stuff seems to work fine. So I'd ask, is something up with Google? What's going on? And Ian said that they're gone. Google's gone.
You got a question?
I asked the question, and Ian answered it. He said, yeah, Google's gone. That's the problem.
When did he say that?
Before you
just
muted them?
Second.
Oh, okay. So what's your next topic?
About Elon Musk's neural lace, the augmentation of human brain.
Ask it.
Ion, is Elon Musk's neural lace like a little man version of what the RNA drops do? Do you unmute them, Bob?
Yep, I'm muted.
Okay. I am Elon Musk's neural lace. I didn't hear anything.
He's trying to do it like a battery, like we said.
Okay, so the neural lace is like a battery. So it's not like the RNA drops?
No, it's not.
Versions? No. So is it kind of like a reality operating system? Or is it just an upgrade to human capacity?
No, he's trying to get into Dr. Dean's stuff, but she won't give him half, so he won't have it.
Who are they talking about, Carol? Elon Musk. Hey, so what is that, neural lace battery? Is that what we're talking about?
Neural lace. NEURALLACE. It's
okay.
What Elon Musk proposes that has to be created in order for humans to stay ahead of artificial intelligence as it becomes smarter.
And what does Zion say about that?
They said that the neural lace is like a battery. It's not like a, it's not an intellect upgrade, a battery. And that Musk is trying to be like Carolyn.
He's trying to get it from Carolyn, and she won't give him half, so he won't do it. Because he is the most government-funded scientist in the history of creation.
Is this battery of Musk's going to be an implant into humans?
If you call that transdermal, then yes.
And what size is this supposed battery?
Very, very, very small.
It's not Pico, though, is it?
No, it's not Pico, but it's very, very small.
Okay, good. Thanks. Go ahead, Chad. I'm looking at whales right now.
A polyethylene glycol. A polyethylene glycol configuration.
Oh, that's like what they smoke with those smokeless, those vapes, those cigarettes, electronic ones. So people are going to smoke it into their bodies?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But polyethylene glycol is...
It's a laxative.
Yeah, right. It's used for many things. It's just a kind of an all-purpose. Instead of saying it's a carbon-based, because people aren't supposed to talk carbon anymore, I think they've moved to polyethylene glycol. Which has carbon in it, right?
I do. That's why she's the sharpest machete in the shed.
So, Ion, the artificial intelligence that gets kicked around as a term in Silicon Valley.
Not artificial. Not artificial.
But are they pointing towards you in the environment? Of
yes. Yes. Oh, actually, no, they're pointing towards you, but you keep dodging it. They're pointing towards you, not us, but you keep dodging it. We don't know why, but they do. You do. So it's okay with us. We don't mind. We like it pitching and catching. We made that very clear, but it's up to you.
Because why dodge it? Because technology is it's a very
fleeting.
Fred Flintstone
fleeting.
Kind of concept.
Look here. It's fleeting. That's what it is.
But, I mean, it's a joke. It's so crappy, the way that phones work.
Well, but, okay, then, great. Okay, Biggin, you got it. You got it, so make something better. You sit here saying how
bitching.
Ridiculous
quit
it is.
Bitching.
Quit bitching.
And make
better.
Better.
Make better. Make better. There you go. We aren't chiding you like Dr. Dean is. We're just saying that you have... that if the language that you're trying to speak does not communicate and you still see the inference of a less than state of reality, shift that reality into one that does have an unencumberable position. Unencumberable position.
So when people use like Chrome browser filters to filter things out of the reality, like if they don't want to see Donald Trump.
Yes. They do, but see, that's unlike the Foxfire and, well, what are they? They're even past Marshmallow now. They're into that, so it's a whole another one that you have to keep up with, but they're all, like you say, less than endemically.
So that Chrome browser filter, that's like not in my world kind of thing, where people can design their own reality by exclusion.
Well, they're using a building to sift blood. They're using a building to sift blood.
That doesn't work. It's like faction coffee.
That's about right, and that's why it's all less than. But you said that the only perfect program is one that's obsolete. Your words. And
no,
now that's
that.
What you got.
You
oh, wait.
That.
Oh, wait.
March
you said you heard us. You heard us. You heard us say that. So, yeah, that's right. You. Well, we know somebody important said it. We thought it was you. We thought, sure, it was you. Carolyn,
no,
it was. It had to be you. No, it's you.
Okay, Chad, I got to move on, okay? Thanks a lot.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, Joe, you got a question for Ion?
Yeah, I got a couple quick questions. Ion, I've just been thinking about that modulator, and I just need some just a couple of parameters. I was kind of...
There was nothing we could really do. It's all we could do. So we just did the best we could. We don't know. It's all good. It's a crapshoot for us, too, so it's all right. Lamentation starts at home, doesn't it, Bob?
I kind of like to know what the input frequency is and what kind of like modulation scheme that we're talking about.
One of multipoles.
And the modulation scheme, is that what you're talking about?
Be more intense, Joe. Show that you really want the answer. He'll give it to you, especially if you really want to know.
Okay, well, there's. I'll have to just dig into it some more.
What's your topic?
Modulator.
For what?
I asked Ian a few weeks ago about getting involved with a project, and he suggested a modulator. And there's some parameters
so
involved that you need to know. When you're playing with the
modulator. You don't want to say you don't want to say the details of your project.
I don't know the details.
Okay, so he says modulator. What are you finding out today?
Well, there's things you need to know, like inputs and outputs of that.
Well, ask him.
Well, I did. I mean, I was just want to know what the input frequency is.
What did he say?
I haven't yet.
You haven't answered, Ion.
We said we were sad that we fucked it up for number one.
Yeah, so what? Yeah, carry on. You're dealing with Joe now. Live in the moment.
Which frequency pattern are you using, hertz or megahertz?
Megahertz, I guess. You could even use gigahertz.
Oh, okay, good. 46,000. 46,000.
EHF, I love it.
You love it?
Yeah, you can get a lot faster data rate with that frequency, yeah.
Well, good.
But I was just curious of what kind of modulation scheme it is.
2x8.
Okay.
Do you understand 2x8?
Is that like a...
Stop. You know, be careful. We didn't want you to qualify it. We asked you if you know what 2x8 refers to. If you do, the answer is yes. If you don't, the answer is no. Because
yeah.
Otherwise, you're fixing it out. You're fixing it out this fucking project that you don't want outed.
Okay. No, I appreciate that. Yeah,
thank you, Joe.
Happy day.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
George Duke on keyboards, Captain Beefheart on vocals, and soprano sax and madness. Thank you very much for coming to the concert tonight. Hope you enjoyed it.